Hey, you. Yeah, you. Don't look around. I've been watching you for a while, and I finally came to the conclusion that I want you to be mine. That's right. I want you to be my pet. My personal sex toy. Yeah. You're hearing me right. Now, I know that you're shy, but that's one of the things that makes you special. Because you have it all in my eyes. You're sexy, hot, cute. You don't talk much. And on top of everything, you're shy. And submissive. You have everything I value in a man. And you're a virgin. Fuck. I wouldn't even want to look at anyone else but you at this point. As a matter of fact, I'm sure that there's no one better than you. My eyes, ears, and mind are fully focused on all of you and you alone. And I hate that you didn't even know about me until now, when you're finally listening to my words. This is just an audio, and I bet your cheeks are completely blushed. Can you just imagine what would happen if we met for real? At a bar, arcade, hell, even in line at the DVLA. Do you know what I'd do to you? Do you have any idea what I would do to you? I have so many dirty thoughts right now. I'm positive that if we met, well, I just couldn't control myself. I would probably push you on the bed, get on top of you, pin you down by your wrists, and, oh, steal your first kiss. And then, after I have my taste, I would press my hand against your chest and see how fast your heart is beating. Then, I would calm you down. And introduce myself. Tell you who I am. And tell you what I want. I'd hope those words would get you even more nervous. It would turn me on even more. Oh. And then I'd start kissing you everywhere. Your neck, your chest, your arms. And then, back to your lips again. All the while, I still have your wrists pinned down. I wouldn't let you go anywhere, my sweet boy. No, no. By that time, you would already be mine. My property. I would own you. On your own bed. I would make you take everything I have in plans for you. I would make you do whatever I tell you to. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if I grabbed you by the back of your head, pushed you in between my legs, and made you eat my pussy? You would like that, wouldn't you? Yeah, you would. We both know you're submissive. You would let me dominate you. Control you. And then, of course, you would love to taste me. You're already such a good boy for me, and you don't even know it yet. But I know it. That's why it's such a torture to only fantasize about you and not actually have you. God, if you were here right now, I know a part of you is really quite scared of me, isn't it? Because you know how sexy, gorgeous, intelligent I am. You know I wouldn't care about your shyness. I mean, I would, because it's adorable, but it wouldn't stop me. I would just take you. And I would take your virginity without any hesitation. But the other part of you wants me too, doesn't it? Because you never had a woman tell you these things. And I'm just so all over you right now, aren't I? Yeah. So, if I appeared before you right now, what would you do? Nothing, right? You would just stand there and get all red-faced for me, wouldn't you? And that's how I want you to be. I want to make the move. I want you to be my good boy. My good pet. You really don't have to do anything. Just be there for me. Unless I tell you to do something. I would ride you so hard and make you explode deep inside of my pussy. I would tie you up and tease you for hours, edge you, torture you with all kinds of pleasure. Oh, kisses, touching, stroking, sucking, licking, whispering, dirty talking. I would break you, my good boy. I would make you turn into a slut for me. Oh, I would rob you of your innocence. I would make you worship your mistress. Your mistress is me, of course, and only me. I would make you kiss my beautiful legs, my hands, neck and tummy. I would let you suck and lick my hard nipples. I'd make you taste my pussy over and over again. I'd make you massage me for as long as I want you to. And you would love it. Because in your eyes, I'm a goddess, aren't I? You would be glad to do something for me, and you would be so happy if you saw that I was proud of you. That's all you would care about, in fact. Me. Oh, good boy. And I would give it all back to you. I would put my mouth on your hard cock and suck on it. How I want it done. Oh, don't get it confused, sweetheart. Oh, I would taste your pre-cum. Play with it. Lap at your cock. I would caress your balls with my tongue and lips. Oh, I would do it until you're on the edge. And then I wouldn't let you come. I would just let your cock calm down and then start sucking again. I would make you do everything to try not to come. And I'm not stopping giving you head. I would make your toes curl. I would deep throat your cock. I would use that cock just like a real toy. And I would... Oh, fuck. I'm getting ahead of myself right now. Oh... I don't know for how long I've talked about how much I wish you would be mine. But I think you didn't mind it at all, did you? No. I bet you even got hard for me. Maybe you even touched yourself and stroked it while I talked. Without my permission, by the way. But I'll let that one slide. Here's what I need you to do, though. I want you to close your eyes, and after this audio is over, Stroke yourself until you explode. While thinking about me fucking you. Or think about me sucking you off, or sitting on your face, or jerking your dick. Whatever you prefer. That's right. I'm giving you permission. That's a command, actually. You have to do it, if you're really mine. Because you have to obey me. And also, after you finish jerking off, I want you to comment on this audio and tell me what you thought of it. I want to know if you liked this little audio. And I want to know if I already made you my good pet. I may just make more of them if you liked it. Deal? All right. I'll go now. I've got other things to work on. Stay tuned. But I'll be back, you better believe it. No, that's not enough. Let me give my good boy something better. And... there. Now I can go. Bye for now, pet.